speaking of that preseason game, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
We do. Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, it's another preseason loss. How are you doing?
Well, not too good. We have lost two preseason games in a row. And we are in full panic.
It's just preseason. Panic.
And, well, I know it is, but this team is spiraling downward like a stolen Alaskan Air prop right now.
Jeez.
And I think that it's very obvious that I got to make some changes, and I got to make them now.
That seems a little too hasty. We haven't even played a real game.
You just shut your whore mouth and listen to me. we got to get back to the basics, and by the basics, I mean we need to bring back Dez. We need to bring back Wittens. And we need to bring back Tony Romo. Of course, the biggest change I got to make is at head coach.
No, come on. In the preseason?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter if preseason. I want to win games. I hired a coach to win games. Doesn't matter if they're preseason, regular season, postseason. Win games.
Okay, fair enough.
And now, I wish to hell I hadn't gotten rid of that hillbilly bumpkin who's so stupid he couldn't spell his name if he held a crayon for him.
You mean Chan Gailey?
No, the other.
Wade?
Yeah, that bumpkin. I've hired quite a few of them, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yes, I still wish Wade was here. He was. He may have been dumb, but he was low maintenance. He lived in my barn. He worked for cheeseburgers. Never questioned a thing I told him to do. Okay. It was very easy to trick. Very easy to trick. But see, now this robot Garrett guy, he just coaches with all that inauthentic cussing and fake camaraderie.
The players seem to like him. I thought you liked him.
No, they fake like him.
Fake they do.
And I fake like him too. That's right. So that's why I'm thinking about hiring Dez back to be the first wide receiver / head coach.
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
That's a really bad idea.
Well, I mean, he's got experience. When he was here before, he thought he was head coach then anyway. So.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd give you an earful the whole game. And that, you know, the only thing worse than having Gene bitching at me all night is having Dez bitching at me all night.
So you shouldn't want him as your coach.
That's a good point. I just talked myself out of it.
Yeah, the player-coach thing's never a good idea, especially if it's Dez. I don't think that's a good idea.
Right, right. I don't need a ball buster on the field as well as off the field like I got with old Gene over there. So maybe if I can't hire Dez to be the coach, I'll hire one of my kids. It's about time my dumbass son needs to step up and start actually contributing to this organization.
Talking about Jerry Jr.?
No, the other one.
Steven?
Yeah, I got a couple dumbass sons.
Come on.
I'm having fun. We're having fun with it. We're just teasing now. I can't say nothing about my sons or else I'll hear from Gene all night tonight.
Right.
Well, and yeah, I don't think you should criticize your entire family and your organization just because of two preseason losses.
No, but, you know, I can't criticize them, nor can I criticize anyone who's actually close to me. Roosevelt. He's the only one really close to me, you know, and he's been having to work overtime, having to comfort me during this very difficult time.
Oh, yeah.
He's been having to give me relaxing Epsom salt baths.
Oh.
And give me extended massages, trying to relieve my preseason tension.
Boy, he does it all, doesn't he?
He's even purchased one of those Milk Daddy nursing bras with the tubing that you tape to your nip.
What?
Yeah, we're going to try that tonight. I'm going to try to nurse a little formula from Roosevelt. So I calm my nerves down a little.
I hope you're paying him a lot.
Nurse off of Roosevelt.
And boy, that Mickey Spagnuolo's broadcasting is a good example of what Roe v. Wade made legal, isn't it?
Okay, what? Now, come on.
Yeah.
He did fine.
I tell you what, let's find a new head coach. Do you want to be the successor to Tom Landry? 13th caller, 888-787-1310. Come on, let us hear from you.
You're going to take calls now to be your next coach.
Take calls. Let's find a new coach. Come on, we got to do this thing. Got to kick this into high gear and get some W's on the board.
Well, you got two more preseason games to do it, I guess.
Hey, let me ask you something before I let you go. Did you know that they make some fried fish that you can eat?
Yeah, we all knew that.
I didn't know that until recently. Yeah, the way you do it is you eat fried fish and then you get Randy Gregory. That's the way that fish works. Good morning, Dave.
All right, we'll see you. That's Fake Jerry, the state of the team after dropping to 0-2 in the preseason.